Blog Talk Radio.
To live is mere existence. To learn is a choice. Learning produces life. Life seeks to give love. And real love has reason to last. It's your life. Choose it. Just as it is. Own it. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Change it. As long as you can breathe and learn, it can get better.
Well, good day, good people, and welcome to Ground Zone Radio. It is Saturday, January 9th, 2016, and we're coming to you live from New York City. I am your host, Zara Green. My co-host is Alfred Edmond Jr. I'm not going to delay. I'm going to go ahead and bring him in, and we will get this thing going. Come on in, Alfred.
Happy New Year from Grown Zone Radio. This is our first show of the new year. But, of course, as we say every week, happy Self-Love Saturday. We are glad to be back on this show for the new year. We're really excited about 2016. I want to just say two things before we get right into the show. One, we've experienced a surge in book sales, and beginning in October, we haven't gotten our sales numbers for November, December yet, that we know was people really pushing the book for the holiday season, either for themselves or as gifts for other people. Listen, thank you. You're doing great things with advancing the Grown Zone message and mission of healthy relationships. So we definitely appreciate all of you. It's still engagement season.
Yeah.
It's a great gift for the new year. It's
up
a great gift. Valentine's Day. So keep it coming, but we did notice it, and we want you guys to keep pushing it. The second thing, babe, and I don't know if you had thought of that, I really do want to thank publicly and celebrate one of our most passionate Grown Zoners, Carlise Burke.
We celebrated
her birthday, which happens to be a couple of days before New Year's Day, with her and her friends and her family and her colleagues. She's such a great champion of the Grown Zone. We had our ball.
Yeah, it was the best party ever.
Yeah, so if you've been following us on Facebook and Twitter or follow Carlise Burke, you've gotten a feel for what we experienced. And we love you, Carlise. Happy birthday again. Happy New Year. And look out for Carlise's new television show. She's an actress, if you don't know. A show called Crowded on NBC. It's a great showcase for her talent and skill as an actress and a comedic actress in particular.
Yeah.
And you don't want to miss the show because you don't want to miss Carlise. It's an amazing cast, but she's an amazing person. So, again, happy birthday, Carlise, and we love having you in the Grown Zone, TP.
Absolutely. Yep. Love you, baby. Mm-hmm. All right. Grown Zone, what is in store for you and the Grown Zone this coming year? Hey, listen, it's a brand new year. It's brand new opportunities, and it's brand new opportunities presented to you to choose grown. You always have a choice. You can
Yes.
you can make some adult decisions that are perfectly within your right, but that does not mean that the decision is going to be to your advantage, unless you're making grown decisions. And the Grown Zone is here to help you make your next decision better, because it's not about what's going on in your rearview mirror. It's
yes.
not about, you know, what you're hoping and dreaming will happen to come. It's about what the decisions you make every day that's going and where they're leading you. So what the Grown Zone is here for is several things. And for those of you who have been here, you already know. But we're about to break it down for you in ways that's going to show you other ways you're going to be able to connect with us in 2016, because what we recognize is we need to have spaces for you to connect where you are, okay?
New levels, y'all, new
yes,
levels.
Yes, indeed. So, babe, I think I want to read a little bit of this you've got here.
Okay.
We've got some amazing things in store to help you always make your next decision better as you pursue personal growth, more self-love, and healthier relationships in 2016. We'll help today. We intend to help you set your mindset for the new year and give you a heads up on the things that we're working on that will help you find and maintain healthier relationships while protecting your body, home, heart, body, money, home, and heart
yes,
without success without the mess. Okay, y'all, for those of you who don't know, I'm struggling right now. I had surgery on two wisdom teeth removed yesterday. And these are, you know, I want wisdom, but not quite in this way. They came back. I mean, I had them removed once, and they came back, so I had to have them removed. So that's why I sound like I got stuff in my mouth, because I do.
So that's just how much wisdom this woman has. They
yes,
took
Lord.
Them out, and they grew back.
I really want wisdom, but,
but
not like that.
But she's really being a trooper today, and I'll say I can speak for both of us, but certainly for her. It's out of love for you. I was kind of encouraging her to just, I'll fly solo, baby, you go ahead. But she was like, no, I'm going to come down because this is the first show of the new year. And what we want to talk about today really is important because we are going to be taking things to new levels.
Absolutely. Okay, so, babe, let's just go ahead on and dive into this because here's what we are very clear about. The messages of the Grown Zone are not your typical romance, relationship kind of stuff.
It's not just about broken hearts or hurt feelings.
And we're not just trying to get you hooked up. That's
exactly.
That's not what this is about. In fact, much of what we do is to break folk up who have no business
to
being together.
To keep you from hooking up.
Exactly. We want to help you get smarter about how you love, okay? Because it's not this big mystery, as everybody says it is. There are some key things that you could be doing. So the first thing we want to talk to you about is one of the offerings that we will make to you very soon, and that is how to answer marriage proposals with confidence, whether it's yes or no. And nobody has to be asking you yet. You need to know when you are ready for a proposal or not.
So we're talking about the thing we've been saying in the Grown Zone since we launched it. The decision to engage in a relationship, the decision to marriage, should not be just a roll of the dice. And you're taught, favor and chance and love is a mystery. And, you know, you just hope for the best and you just take the leap. And that's why you got pretty much the 50-50 chance of it working, which is
right.
Why the divorce rate is high as it is. We're saying to you that there are ways to qualify yourself and to prepare yourself and also to recognize qualified others for healthy relationships. And you cannot have a healthy marriage without healthy relationships as a foundation. So it's important that you prepare yourself. And unfortunately, marriage preparation, if it ever existed, is going the way of the dinosaur. You got to understand, most of the people who supposedly are counseling you for marriage have a vested interest in you getting married.
Absolutely. All the different industries.
Yes. And religious entities who are preaching that marriage without qualification is a good thing, with rare exception. So what we're proposing, what we've already endorsed throughout the Grown Zone's existence, is that marriage is only good on the foundation of healthy relationships, and you need to learn what you need to bring to a relationship to make it a healthy one, and what to look for in a relationship to before you are qualified to take the step of marriage, if that's the step you're going to take. But many of us either say yes, but we're not really sure, we're just taking a chance,
hoping it works out. Well,
right.
Hoping for the best.
Or we say no, and we have doubts about whether we pass something up that, you know, regrets and, oh, I'm getting 40, I'm 45, maybe I should have accepted that proposal, maybe I should have went on and done it. And what we're saying is we're going to be teaching processes and standards. One of our offerings in 2016, we're going to be doing marriage preparation workshops to help you determine standards and criterion for whether you should or should not say yes or no. And in many cases, the answer should be no. So our goal isn't to get you married. Our goal is to keep you from regretting it. And let me just throw just a statistic in, baby, to underscore this. What's riding on that? What would I have paid? What would be the value to me of having some type of training, some type of workshop, some type of course that would help me to make a better decision, that would save me risking, now forget about the emotional costs and the other costs, literally $100,000 plus, because I just said what everybody else says. Oh, you're in love, go for it.
Or you're to know why you're choosing.
Yes.
Because Alfred just spoke on the financial losses, and that's much of what we're focused on teaching, because people pay attention when you're talking about their money.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality is everybody wants to do the romance in the sky and all the ribbons in the sky for my love and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But the reality is that most of them fail. Most relationships do not work. The average relationship lasts about 3 months. And when you're in and out of relationships without standards, so we're doing this marriage these marriage preparatory classes, these are built in self love. If two healthy individuals are not coming together, what they're gonna do, what they're consummating is a mess and drama and divorce waiting to happen.
And my thing is, from my perspective, and I'm going back to the value of this workshop. If someone had told me 20 years ago, you can take this workshop, let's say it's $1,000. For $1,000, you can take this class. But as a result of taking that class, you can avoid risking or spending $100,000.
Right.
I'd have taken that.
Right.
Easily. I'd have taken that. But that doesn't exist, so we're going to present that for everyone in 2016.
Yes. Okay, so... That's the first part of the marriage readiness seminars. The other thing that you can expect is we've done this in different ways and in conferences and that kind of thing. And we've done a couple of our personal seminars, but we've got not just an intention but a plan to offer grown love and money sessions. You know, people talk about love and money all the time, but we got glam. It's grown love and money. There's love and money and there's grown love and money. So to protect your finances in love and relationships, we've got those in the works too. Come on, baby.
Yeah, we're going to be very excited about this because we present, as Zara said, we presented grown love and money sessions on the Time Joyner Cruise, the Fantastic Voyage Cruise in the past year. We presented it at T.D. Jakes,
I don't remember the name.
Oh, Megafest.
Thank you.
How can I forget?
The biggest.
You know, so we've been, the past year, we've been invited around the country to at major events to present this idea of grown love and money, protecting your finances and love and relationships. And so, due to both popular demand and, frankly, the fact that we know, and me as a personal finance journalist, understands that we need this. Some of the worst financial decisions that we make, we do it because we think we need to do it to either get love or keep a relationship going.
Yeah.
So look for expanded offerings both at other people's events and other conferences and events in 2015, but also sessions that we'll be producing for grown love and money, or as Zara says, glam. Not just love and money, grown love and money.
Yes, we're going to glam this thing up, get you smart. All right, so we've got more in store. In fact, the more I'm really excited about.
Yes.
I'm excited about all of it, but I'm really excited about the more. So we're going to take a little bit of a break. You know why? While we chose this song, it was already on my deck from last time. Ha ha. Mm-hmm. And because it's the ninth, there are many people who have made resolutions and things haven't quite worked out quite like you wanted them to and all of that stuff. Listen. I don't know who wouldn't change the definition of a resolution, but it's not something that stops in a moment and then something else and then something else begins. It's a process. So I want you to continue on your process. If you've dropped some balls, that's quite all right. Continue on your process. So wherever you are in it, this is Kelly Bryce reminding you that it's your time.
Yes.
It's my time. We'll be right back.
One, two, one, two. Here we go. Nothing to hold me down, gotta do it. Cause I may not get another chance. I believe it. If I want it, I can have it. I believe it. Done with falling, done with losing, I can do it. I think I'll tell myself again, I can do it. Yeah. And I'm not gonna stop till I win.
To what? She says to live, to shine, to
yes.
Whatever that is.
Yes.
What is it your time for? You sit back and it's time to put pen to paper. Whatever it is that you want, it's time to put pen to paper and then have the fortitude to stick with it because it's your time.
It's not time for you to suffer.
Oh, no.
It's not time for you to be punished.
Mm-mm.
It's not time for you to be delayed or denied. It's time for you to grow into more of you.
Now, a lot of people are, I call it the Southern Baptist syndrome, where we just say amen every time something feels good,
mm-hmm.
without looking at our lives and seeing where the suffering is.
Yes.
Where have you been suffering? Where have you been being second best? Where have you allowed? Where have you been tolerating? Where have you allowed people to treat you poorly?
Yes.
Where do you need to establish some boundaries in your life? Where do you need to set some standards? And the reality is, y'all, and here it is. I want you to hear this loud and clear. If you think you know something, because when you say yes, you know it intellectually. But if you're not doing things to actually have that reality in your life, that is a personal growth
yes.
deficit.
Yes.
You know it, but you don't know how. That means you need to learn some more stuff. That means you need to get some more tools. That means you need to get some mentors in your space. That means you need to be connecting with something different than you know. So we appreciate that you have shown up at the Grown Zone because we know that we can meet you where you are and take
yes.
you on a journey of making better decisions, giving you some better tools. So we've created things for this. That's what this platform is for. But, y'all, we've gotten far more structured in how to deliver this stuff. So we've got a basic membership that's been created, and it's done, actually. I just need the last thing is having the links to invite you to the basic memberships. Basic membership is absolutely free. It costs you nothing. All kinds of resources there for you, things that will immediately, as you are digesting this information, make your life different. Now, along with that free membership, you'll have other offerings to upgrade and to have more access to be able to make a difference in your life and to see your progress month after month after month, rather than just getting free content that's just out here. So that will be available to you. And so
we're talking about the new Grown Zone membership,
yes,
site that we're about to launch.
Yes, that's
another thing that's in store.
It's looking good, y'all.
Yep, in store for you in the Grown Zone for 2016.
Free resources. But with those free resources, you'll also be getting offerings to join us on other things. You have to start to invest in the things that are going to make you better. Okay?
Yeah, so, because this is Self-Love Saturday, and we're always talking about self-love, but we say all the time, love is not a feeling.
Mm-mm.
Love is action.
Yes.
So when we say self-love, and you say, yes, Lord, it's Self-Love Saturday, I'm loving myself, but it's all talk and it's all feeling, but you're not taking specific actions of love, acts of love toward yourself, that's what we're talking about. That we are, in 2016, what we have in store for you is opportunities for you to take action.
Yes.
That demonstrates self-love, and that self-love is the foundation for the healthy relationships and the healthy outcomes you want for your life, which gives you all the other things we're talking about: success with your business, success with your relationships, success with your money, success in general, success without the mess. But it starts from you being prepared to take action. So we're going to do our part. We're creating products and services for you and opportunities for you to take action with. Then it's your turn, as we talk about, it's your time.
It's your time. And you've got
to take those steps.
Yeah, you've heard me say this before, and I welcome you. This is what's going to welcome you when you go to the membership site. It's that personal responsibility is a privilege. It's not punishment. So taking responsibility for your own life.
Yes.
And decide, getting in the driver's seat and deciding what is good and healthy for you and making those decisions and having the wherewithal and the tools and all the information, not just the information, but the stuff that gives you the courage to step out.
Yes.
And do what you need to do.
With that, confidence.
That's what we're saying.
Yep.
You can courage up to do it, and to have confidence meet you right there.
Yes.
That says, dag, look at me. I'm a bad mamma jamma. I'm a bad papa mappa. Look what
papa
the heck
mama,
I did.
Okay.
He rolled his eyes at me. Look, I needed to rhyme in that moment. It didn't come together. So yeah, y'all, that's exciting. I'm very excited about that. In fact, that could be released as soon as early next week, certainly before the end of next week.
So quick review. We're going to be presenting for you in the Grown Zone in 2016 marriage prep courses and classes. We're going to be expanding our Grown Love and Money sessions. We're going to be introducing before the end of the month, if not before the end of the week, our new Grown Zone membership site.
Yes.
But this last one, we're really excited about.
Yes, yes.
Because, and it speaks to, many of you have read a post that I wrote about my journey from Black Enterprise to the Grown Zone, and my journey from being a business and personal financial journalist to understanding that there's no business and financial success without personal growth and healthy relationship choices.
Mm-hmm.
And we're putting together something that really deals with this goal of self-love and healthy relationships for your business success.
Yes. So entrepreneurs, you're working hard to make your money, we're going to help you keep it so that you don't make poor relationship choices that have more going out than you can bring in, or when you bring it all in, end up losing most of it.
Absolutely, because nothing sabotages businesses, careers, and finances, and this is a neglected area of business media. Nothing sabotages entrepreneurial success, financial success, and career success like unhealthy relationship choices and self-sabotaging beliefs.
Yes.
About who you are and the way life works.
We're so going to
and
be
so
all
business
of that.
Books and business magazines and business television, they report on the outcomes,
mm-hmm.
the bankruptcies,
mm-hmm.
the failures, the setbacks, the firings, or the stillborns, people that look like they were going to take off and then didn't.
Mm-hmm.
But we will be getting to the root. Why is that? Why is it that some people cannot, despite their talent, their abilities, their money, their position, their backgrounds, can't seem to get things to work, or they can't maintain it? They sabotage. They self-destruct. And so this issue of understanding self-love and healthy relationships and relationship to your success in business is a big, big focus of the things we're going to be bringing you in 2016.
Yes,
Dave?
Yes. So look out. Look out for all of these things. So these are the things that we started the Grown Zone 3 years ago. For those of you who have done businesses, you know it takes a while for things to shape and for you to know your space in it and to listen to people and to develop based on where people are and what they need. And that's what we have done. We've listened to you. We know your pain points. We know where your struggles are. So we're really excited about this national tour. And so excited about the team that's coming together to really pull all of this together. We'll be able to announce those real soon, those cities, so that you all can get in. So the national tour, we've got the national tour, we've got the Grown Love and Money sessions, we've got the marriage readiness courses, and we've got the membership stuff that's going to carry you with personal growth. And so many other things that we've got going my heart is going pitter patter.
Listen, you want to sign up at grownadvice.com. You want to go to grownadvice.com. That's really the best way to make sure that you stay on top of all of these new developments as a part of Grown Zone Nation, as well as the stuff we already talk about every week. You know, the private Facebook group. What's happening with the book and book signings and book tours. You want to be engaged and you want to be taking action, not just listening in 2016. And you want to bring some people along. Bring your colleagues, bring your family, bring your friends, bring your relatives, bring others who may not know they need to get into the Grown Zone, but you know they need to.
Exactly.
And they won't regret it. And again, we're going to be doing things to help you with your money, to help you make smart relationship decisions, to help you really do those things that will protect your business and career success. But most importantly, we'll give you the framework for self-love, healthy relationships that is built on a foundation and a commitment to personal growth.
Yes, that's what we're talking about. All right. Well, y'all, as always, we are glad you joined us. We are looking forward to this 2016 journey together and connecting at different in different ways.
And we'll be providing more details. We kind of did an overview for this show.
We'll
go into more detail about these offerings in upcoming shows.
Absolutely. So with that, I think we're done. Until next time, y'all, live
and love in the Grown Zone. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year.
Because you never know what life is going to take you, and you can't change where you've been. But today, I have the opportunity to choose. Here I am now looking at 30, and I got so much to say. Gotta get this off of my chest, I gotta let it go today. I was always too concerned about what everybody would think. But I can't live for everybody, I gotta live my life for me, yeah. I've reached a fork in the road of my life, and ain't nothing gonna happen unless I decide to be the best that I can be. To be authentic in I
the soles of my shoes. I put myself in so many chaotic circumstances. By the grace of God, I've been given so many second chances. But today I decided to let it all go. I'm driving these bags, I'm making room for my joy.